Good morning. We're continuing with Chayodim, Kalam and Aleph, Simulam and Beis. So the Chayodim now moves on to the issues of finding a mistake in the Sefer Torah in regards to the Lachas of Kriya. So what a person has to do if he finds a mistake in the middle of Kriya's Torah, that he'll talk about in Simulam and Gimel. But meanwhile, he talks about some basic points over here of the halachas that you cannot use a Sefer Torah, which is posel, for Kriyas HaTorah. He talks about that here in Siman Lamed Beis. So in Karim B'Torah, L'Kashihi K'suba K'tikuna K'din Sefer Torah, Mavur B'Hilchos Sefer Torah. So for Kriyas HaTorah, we have to have a Sefer Torah which is written properly. The reason why he's saying this is because there is Machlokes Rishonim, in the Shittas of Rambam, how to learn the Rambam. But many Achrenim learn the Rambam. The Rambam holds that there is a halach, all of the halachas of Kriyas that we find in regards to a Sefer Torah being kosher or posel are the halachas of how to write a Sefer Torah to fulfill the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. But in regards to Kriya, using the Sefer Torah for Kriya, it's actually acceptable even if it's not doesn't have all the halachas, has not met all the halachas. There's a Gemara in Gidzim, which talks about the more wants to know if you can be Kari and Chumash or not. So now the idea of using one Chumash for Kriyas HaTorah seems to be difficult to understand. That's not a Kashas Sefer Torah if you only have one Chumash. And the Mora says that the reason why you can't use the Chumash means you would have a Sefer of Bereishis written out on a Ksav and a Klaf, like you write a Sefer Torah, but it's only Chumash, it's only Bereishis without the other four Chumashim. So the Mora says you can't use it because of Kavod HaTzibur. So it doesn't seem to be that it's intrinsically a problem of being possible. So it's possible the idea of Kriyas HaTorah from a Sefer, which is not kosher to be a kosher Sefer Torah, but would be a valid vehicle for Kriyas HaTorah. So that is the Shita of the Rambam. But most Rishonim disagree with the Rambam and say no, that the halacha is that a Sefer Torah has to be written properly to be have a din for Kriyas HaTorah as well. And the halacha of Chumash, we'll see later on how that plays out. So, Vilk Subak Hilchasa, the Sefer Torah was written properly. V'nipsubak Gimel to Uyois. Also, Likris Ba'at Shigayahihana Kehimuksakas B'Muto. So the halacha is that if you have a sefer which is you has a cheses kashrus and you find a mistake, so you correct the mistake a second time, you correct it a second time, you find three mistakes. So now we have a problem over here that the sefer is mostly that there are mistakes there. So even though I've corrected all three of the mistakes which I found, why should I believe that there aren't other mistakes in the sefer as well? It's a mukhsik that it was not written well. So we have to correct it, and we have to check to see if there are any other mistakes, possible mistakes. That's how the Elia Rabba understands this halacha. The others understand this halacha differently. It's referring to correct. You find three mistakes at the time, you have to correct them. But you do not have to be worried about. You have to check the rest of the sefer. Okay. When you read the Huadin, Shinim Sabah Gimel, Osius Nifsakim. So Hayatim says, I can give you a different scenario where this would play out. You have a sefer which is written properly, and eventually, as the sefer gets older, depending on the klaf, the klaf hardens, and the ink dries, and letters can crack. So now we find three times that we have an ois which is nifsak, that there's a crack in the ois. So that can make the ois puzzle. And if I find it three times, I have to be worried about the possibility that it is elsewhere in the sefer as well. Not only in these three places that we found, but else there is somewhere else as well. So I cannot read from the sefer until I check the sefer to see if we have this problem elsewhere. So now there are two scenarios of a urea which can tear, means there's a tear in the actual cloth itself. That's one possibility. another possibility that there's a tear in the places where the Urias, or the sections of the Sefer Torah is written on pieces of parchment, which are called Urias. And we saw all of the Urias together to make a Sefer Torah. Each section might hold 3, 4, 5, 6 amudim, depending on how large the animal. We make the Sefer Torah out of the ore of a behemo. So depending on how large the animal which you're taking it from, and how small you're writing, you might be able to write multiple. You'll be writing multiple columns on that urea. So we sew the ureas together, so you can have a tear. The issue where the ureas have the stitching within the ureas has torn. So the Sefer Torah is not mechubar together. Or you have a scenario where there's an actual tear in the klaf itself. So that's what he's talking about now. He's saying if there's a tear in the klaf itself, so you can fix it, you can sew it together, but until you do so, you cannot read the Sefer Torah. Okay, we'll hold it here. We have more to talk about this. Mr. Shem will talk about it in the following shir. Meanwhile, have a good day.